Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Dory, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
Fasten your seatbelt. It's going to be a bumpy night.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
In Evelyn's eyes, who put the devil in Evelyn's eyes, who put the flower in her angel's disguise, who put the devil in Evelyn's eyes. She has the form of a goddess and a face just like a saint. She has a smile shyly modest, but you look in them eyes and you know that she ain't. Who put the devil in Evelyn's eyes? Who put the devil in Evelyn's eyes? Who put the flower in her angel's disguise? Who put the devil in Evelyn's eyes?
She always talks so naively. She's as sweet as sugar cake. And yet, my friend, please believe me, when I look at them eyes, then I shiver and shake.
Who put the devil in Evelyn's eyes? Who put the devil in Evelyn's eyes? Who put the flower in her angel's disguise? Who put the devil in Evelyn's eyes?
Put the devil in Evelyn's eyes. Put the devil in Evelyn's eyes. Put the flower in her angel's disguise. Put the devil in Evelyn's eyes.
She has the form of a goddess and a face just like a saint. She has a smile shyly modest, but you look in them eyes and you know that she ain't.
Put the devil in Evelyn's eyes.
Put the devil
in Evelyn's eyes.
Put the flower in
her angel's disguise.
Put the devil
in Evelyn's eyes.
She always talks so naively. She's as sweet as sugar cane. And yet, my friend, please believe me,
when I look at them eyes, then I shiver and shake.
Who put the devil in Evelyn's eyes? Who put the devil in Evelyn's eyes? Who put the flower in her angel's disguise? Who put the devil in Evelyn's eyes?
From coast to coast, this is the Possum Hour theme.
She was waiting for that big day.
that her daddy said would come. That's what happened to baby Jane. Here's what happened to baby Jane. She thought the world was at her feet. That is what her daddy said was true. But her daddy didn't always know. Your daddy doesn't always know. So for the past 40 years, her life has been nothing but tears. Her daddy said something great was to be. And she hoped and hoped and hoped and she hoped. And that's what happened to baby Jane. That's what happened to Jane. What really happened to Jane? And that's what happened to Jane.
Taking my gum out. All right. Yes. The rat scene, Reverend Wendy. Rat in white sauce. Beautiful. Scared the shit out of me when I was like 12 years old or whatever, watching that sucker. Alrighty. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend. I did. And that your week ahead is full of promise. May Possum Hour set you upon that path. Tonight's closed captioning provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of Grandma Bobo's Confinement Loaf and New Homemade Insanity Cookies. We thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimps. The Church of Beer Battered Shrimps. I like that better. Beer, make it plural. Beer Battered Shrimps. Like a bunch of short guys rolling around in beer and, I don't know, baking powder. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest fake radio entertainment. Bum, 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 bum. Monday nights, it's us. Possum Hour, 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley's Secret Gardening Tips. Nothing funny about that. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., join Flip Chin Dribble with his guest, Blaine Airedale Finster, inventor of edible axle grease. And Thursday on Chunk Bluster, he's mad and he's cussing. Fridays, of course, it's us once again on Friday Night Possum. A week's worth of worthwhile time wasting. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, the word. Well, first, this important word. There you go.
Attention.
Tonight, Unsolved Mysteries. Find out who gives a shit off Bigfoot!
The Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services has officially authorized new benefits that Medicare Advantage plans may include.
You can go to Jolly Pirates, don't have to take a tour of shit for all I care!
To get the benefits you deserve, you can call the Medicare Coverage Helpline.
Give me Susquehanna 2222.
Hi, I'm Joe Namath.
I don't even know who the fuck it is, but fuck him too!
If you're on Medicare, this is important information.
Plus conception.
I called the Medicare Coverage Helpline, and they instantly looked up my coverage.
Mo, where's your hat?
In this one simple call, they offered to enroll me in a plan that includes rides to medical appointments.
Get your hand out of here.
Oh, all right. Private home aids.
Let's get at this thing right the right way. You want to get this off.
All right, wait a minute.
Doctors and nurses visits by telephone.
Get your hand out of my face.
And even home-delivered meals.
Damn it, these fish sticks are hard as tits!
The plan also includes dental,
oh, oh, oh,
vision, hearing, and prescription drug coverage. all at no additional cost.
Don't delay.
Pull the string.
Fucking dipshit.
Call to see if the new benefits are available in your area.
Hello? Is this Ginger Gray? It is? Well, this is your little Snookums. I'm about to do you a big favor. Will you marry me? Oh.
Call the number on your screen now. It's free.
Fucking hung up my ass.
Call 800-5800. That's 800.
And now, a very special performance by Drew Steele.
Come out of my house, of my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come out of my house, of my house, I'm gonna give you I'm a love, I love, matter, ever got to do I. Come out of my house, come on. Come out of my house, come on. Come out of my house, of my house, I'm gonna give you big pancakes and great pancakes. Come out of my house, come on. Come out of my house, come on. Come out of my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come out of my house, I'm gonna give you everything. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an orange ring and a pomegranate too. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you peach and pear and I love your hair. Come on to my house, come on.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Oh, that's right, I'm sad and blue, because I can do the boogaloo. I'm lost, can't do my thing, and that's why I sing. Gimme, gimme that thing, gimme that, gimme that, gimme, gimme that.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby!
Yes.
Yes. Is everybody happy?
Yeah, baby.
Ready.
All right. Good stuff.
I don't know. Sunday afternoons, man. You never know.
Yeah, you never know. I got a hankering to watch Baby Jane again now, man. I haven't seen that in ages.
I know, man. We should make that a thing.
Yeah.
It's available on the Hulu.
Oh, I doubt it. They usually have that
really?
Up for cash.
Yeah, they want some bucks for that.
Uh-huh. Every I might now be able again, to get...
I think number two son still, you know, finds stuff. You know what I'm saying?
I have in the shed one of those boxes with like tens of thousands of dollars worth of DVDs that's getting ruined in there. That was a waste of money. I'm letting that go to shit.
Well, drag them in and stick them under your bed or something, man.
That's it. Just can't fit it in the house. Three huge boxes of DVDs.
Wow. Build a shelf on the wall there.
There you go.
Yeah.
Gotta build. New showing.
Yeah. Shit, man. I got some cool shelves in here, man. Like, it's like four shelves, and then it's a corner shelf, see? Runs along the whole wall there.
Oh, okay.
Like between the windows. Drink and drink. You got all kind of shit on there, man.
Oh, nice.
And the thing is,
it fills in a corner.
Yeah, but then you got to dust it once in a while.
Ah, see that?
That's, man.
Yeah.
I'd go for like a poster of Farrah Fawcett, really, because it's quite an undertaking, man. I got this World of the Simpsons up there, all kind of shit. Books and my ode, my Pittsburgh Pirate Shrine. That
wild
kind of shit. Oh, there's
wild hat.
Bobblehead Tiny Tim. He's up there. Gotta have that. So how was your weekend, man?
Yeah, it wasn't bad, usual. Nothing big.
Good.
Yep.
Good.
Yep.
I had a great gig Saturday night. Great gig.
Yeah.
I got there, everything set up, waiting for me. Obvious, that's where I'm working. Sweet. Come in,
good,
set
good.
Up. DJ comes over, introduces himself. You know, I give him, like, the once-over. And he was cool, man. It wasn't too
nice.
Loud. Yeah.
Right.
And I was and they put me at the opposite end of the room to boot, which is part of my instructions. So it was beautiful. And just went off really, really well. That was
good,
really
good to hear. Hey, were there any babies? That's what I always ask.
No, not really. No. Nothing, nobody that, I want, you know, I don't know. That's too many tattoos and whatnot, man.
Ah, yeah. You got to type.
Circus freaks don't turn me on. I'm sorry, man. I went to a sideshow when I was like six, man, and it left an impression.
I could do the bearded lady. Circus freaks is right up my alley.
Well, Reverend Wendy's here.
Bring
them
on.
Wear a mustache.
Uh-huh. There you go. That works for Petey. That works for Gumby here.
Give Gumby a chubby.
Uh-huh.
All righty. What are we going to do here? Blow something up. Blowing
yes.
of the thing up. Where's our blowing of the thing up music? Here we go. Bing bong. Well, in keeping with tonight's theme, you didn't even know there was a theme, did you?
No. There's a theme?
What's tonight's theme? Oh, yeah, Betty Davis and shit, man.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yep. Got you.
So we got to blow up Betty Davis's eyes.
Okay. Blowing up Betty Davis's eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, ever saw.
Applecheek said she saw the Bonnie Clyde's death car.
Oh, okay. Nice.
I remember when that was traveling around. One I went to had the fucking Batmobile, which was like,
woo-ha! Of course, you like that one.
My God. I went nuts, man. But then I don't know. Strange. The Monkey Man. That's what you don't show that to kids, man. The kids don't need to be seeing the Monkey Man.
The Monkey Man?
Yeah. You know.
What the hell is that?
Oh, man. Let me see the Monkey Man. Give you nightmares. Alright, it's time to blow up Kim Carnes. Damn your eyes.
Bum, 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 bum. I made a lucky strike when I found you.
Bum, 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 bum.
The girl of my dreams.
Hey, hey. One of you guys has
flat.
Yeah,
fucking
God damn it!
Daddy Davis!
Oh,
no!
Oh,
no!
Oh, no!
stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Hey, what's going on here? Something is wrong here.
I love to do the cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
I love the rhythm playing so soft and sweet.
Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
But look what the kids have done to my favorite beat. They're rock.
Rock in the cha-cha.
How I love that wonderful melody. But oh, how the kids are playing a trick on me. They're
rock, rock in the cha-cha, rock.
What kind of shit is that?
There you go.
I'm so glad you asked. That was one of Ford's contributions.
Oh, Ford.
Alan Dale with Rockin' Cha-Cha, believe it or not.
All right. Dig it.
Just to wrap up Friday's anecdote. I got the results back on a poop in a box.
Already?
I know. Is that fucking nuts?
Yeah, Jesus.
Sent it off Tuesday, and I got the results Saturday. I got an email Saturday. Said, check
that
your...
That was quick.
I got a negative, which is cool. All right.
Yeah.
So, and then, of course, at the end of the thing, they say... And, of course, you could get a false negative. Well, now you tell me. But, yeah, that was way crazy,
yeah.
Man. I guess they got to, like, get the poop there quick and deal with it quick because poop, you know, ain't going to last forever.
Either that or they don't do anything with it or just giggle and say, I can't believe we got another guy to poop in the box.
And they spin the wheel. Negative, positive, negative, positive.
Give him a negative.
So, oh, they definitely didn't say eat more fiber, GP. Because that was my fear, because they tell you don't poop too much. And I thought I pooped too much in the box. I was like, oh, geez, they're going to send it back and go, you got another try it again. So I get to kick the colonoscopy down the road. Hey!
Okay.
Oh, Apple Cheeks is getting her boob squashed.
This month. There you go. Boob squash.
Man. Yeah, you ever seen that, man, when they do those mastectomy, or not mastectomy, the breast exam thingy.
Yeah.
They got the string in the front, and they squish the boobs. Weird shit, man.
Yeah, the hell.
Boob
squishing.
Well, special
luck with that.
Yeah, it's boob squishing season, I reckon. It's also the Possum Lounge. There's the aforementioned Apple Cheeks Alice.
Sweet Alice.
Yeah, but how much are you going to pay for that horrible exam, Apple Cheeks?
Oh, big nothing.
God bless Canada.
That's right. Hey, but how many nuclear fucking weapons do you guys have, huh? Huh? Answer me that. You got a shit ton.
There you
go. We don't care.
USA,
yeah.
Baby.
Just man up and take the pain. Who needs health care? Thanks for coming, Apple Cheeks.
Apple
Dr. Cake is here.
Dr. Cake.
Would not be a show without Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Most wonderful of you to grace us with your presence once again. You would love my backyard, man. I got this, like, little, I don't know what they are, but little purple flowers. It's a weed.
Oh.
In a big section in the... If it comes up again, I'll take a picture of it. It's pretty, kind of pretty. I mean, it's weeds, but, you know.
Three
cake,
weeds.
Cake would like it. Yeah, Cake would like it. And slinking in just behind her is Daddy G. Daddy G. Absolutely. He heard the Ramsey Lewis, man, and he came calling.
That's it.
He has a... I wish I had been home to catch his show Saturday. He had some old radio. I love old radio.
Yeah.
He's got a show on Saturday nights at 9, Night with Daddy G.
Yep. I wish I could go to any of these shows. Eventually I will.
Yeah, you got to get that shit fixed, man.
Uh-huh.
This funny thing about the old radio shows, I listen to them while I'm working.
Yeah.
And so I was listening to old Gunsmokes while I was doing that last cartoon that had the Keebler elves in it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And the guy who did Chester's voice on the radio, Parley Bear, was also the original voice of the Keebler elf.
Well, and you didn't know
mine.
That, huh?
I didn't put it together. It was like after I finished the cartoon. Like, oh, my God. Yeah. Mind blown, dude.
There you go, man.
Wow. It's a...
Ties together.
It's a mystical universe. That one's too old. That one's too slow. This one. There we go.
Nice.
It's Ford Prefect, ladies and gentlemen.
Ford.
He sent us the cha-cha.
The cha-cha.
Rock and roll cha-cha.
Ford.
That was...
I'm digging that.
Rocking the cha-cha. I wonder if that's Alan A. Dale. Or just Alan Dale.
Just Alan Dale.
Oh, geez. Got some Weird Al coming up, GT. Speaking of GT, the strongest man on the internet.
Yeah.
GTO's
Weird
been
Al.
Out. Yeah, he's been crossing the countryside, performing feats of strength. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, something to do.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Go for it.
GTO. Cha-cha-cha. All righty. There's our old pal Hope, Other People's Eyes.
Other People's Eyes.
Got that right, Jack.
Got that right.
I got one thing to say to you, pal. You better cut your grass, all right? Time to cut your grass. I got out today, man. Did a buzz right before finishing the front off and the raindrops started. I'm like, God dang it. Boogie through, man. Got it all done. And then it was like torrential rain. It was great. Yeah, mother.
Good. Got that right over.
Messiah now. I did. I looked skyward and shook my fist. And there's the lovely Reverend Wendy.
Oh, Reverend Wendy.
She's
lovely Reverend
she's
Wendy.
Back for more punishment in the Possum Lounge.
All right.
We have all been acquainted for, like, close to 15 years, I guess. I don't know, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's getting up there.
That could be, yeah.
I think I met you, Gumby, in the end of 06.
Yeah, it was about that. We didn't come over to Facebook till 09.
Yeah.
We were on that other mess.
It might have been before 06.
Yeah.
I don't remember, man. I tried to drink those years away, and I pretty much successfully did it. I don't even have howler monkey nightmares anymore. It's great. So, thanks for coming, Reverend Wendy. Call in if
Reverend
you want.
Wendy.
You know, the phone lines are open. And in the booth here, high atop the stadium, is along with me is the Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking.
Yes.
Professor R.J. Gumby and his puppet Cinquinettes.
And Skippy. Here you
gentlemen. Go. Wait, what's the cue?
Hey.
Oh, okay, cool. The Possum Lounge.
There you go. With your super host, Commodore Beaver.
As the Beaver.
Hey. Cha-cha.
This will not stand, you know? This aggression will not stand, man.
For the Ukrainians.
I'm having chest pain.
I know it.
Now, were they saying swing me up or string me up? Sound like
swing me up, man. Swing me up.
Okay.
Swing band.
That's what I thought, because string, you know, no one wants to be lynched.
No. Hypno tunes again.
No, okay. They're damn good, man.
Fuck yeah, man.
I didn't know the other song was just called Hey. No wonder it's so hard to find Hey.
Yeah, this one's called Swing Me Up.
Swing Me Up.
Swing Me Up.
Swing Me Up, Buttercup.
Bam, 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 bam. Did a little gardening yesterday.
Okay, you're a doer, man.
I was, I had a picture, like, you know, I'm very proud of my house, right? I was a very proud homeowner.
Yeah.
This is my toe tag domicile, you know? This is it. This is where it's all happening from here on out. Now, I got a picture of my house on my background on my computer. I said, you know, I was talking to my the Pope, I think, staring, you know, just looking at the picture and thinking of, you know, I kind of moved these hostas around a little bit, man. So I did some hosta transplanting yesterday.
What the fuck's a hosta?
It's a garden plant that has real big fat leaves. And
okay.
It grows every year. You don't have to fuck with it.
Okay.
It's like takes care of itself, and then like it'll flower too. A shoot comes up, and then a big flower comes out.
So you relocated them, dug them out, and planted them someplace else.
Yeah. I had this variegated one on the end. That's with stripes, and then the rest of them were all the same plain green. So I figured, get rid of the variegated one, move it over here. Because it's got a different bloom and everything, so I moved it next to the philodendron bush.
Jesus Christ. You know your
shit. And they'll all bloom. They all bloom in purple. And then all these. Then I moved the one hosta from the one end to where the other one was, and now they're all evened up. And now there's a place for the mailman to step through without stepping on my hosta.
All right. There you go.
It's gonna look great when they're all. When they're all in
all right.
Fluff, bloom, and everything. I'll take a picture.
Right. Better Homes and Gardens. Cover of Better Homes and Gardens.
Better Homes and Commodores.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's like just cool to have a house.
Yeah. How's Tourette's guy's house look? Does he have any kind of hospice over there?
I don't recall any outstanding landscaping in front of Tourette's guys.
Yeah.
I think he got a bush, edge kind of bush.
Yeah.
I never forget seeing him cutting his grass, man.
And I just, with the bees.
That's all I could think was the bees.
Uh-huh. I'm saying it. That was classic, man. He's a legend.
Yep. Tourette's guy, and they've all but forgotten about poor old, what's his head there, you know, Chet. Chet's dust in the wind, man. Could have been a contender, man.
Uh-huh.
The neighborhood lives on. Hey, do I got anything else? No. What is this?
No.
Heterosexual. No,
yeah.
Hetero ain't got no sexual. Oh, I see. Heterosexual versus an ain't got no sexual.
Was that one of your notes?
Yeah, I'm not sure where I was going with that. Ain't got no sexual. It's like a new, you know, like they have all these you identify as whatever you are, and I'm thinking, well, I'm not really a heterosexual. I'm an ain't got no sexual.
There you go.
I don't know sex. What the fuck, man?
Fortunately, I'm in that category as well.
I ain't got no sexual. Hey, we're starting a whole movement, man. Let's get badges and shit. Sweet. All righty, man. That calls for a quickie, I think.
Yeah, they quickie.
You know, teeny, 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 teeny. I love this. This is another Ford Prefect joint. Going back to Friday and... Mike Tyson punching that guy in the head. Again, don't harass Mike Tyson. No. It's not going to be funny.
Be.
Yeah.
It might be funny.
Yeah, it's not going to... It's not going to be pretty. So here he is. This is a song all of, made of Mike Tyson quotes. Ladies and gentlemen.
Everyone has a plan till they get punched in the mouth. I'm a historian and that freaks me out. I'm a nutcase, but that is what I believe. I'm just happy I'm not a phony. I just wanna conquer people and their souls. I'll eat your asshole alive, you bitch. Fuck you, you hoe. I'm on the solo to keep from killing y'all. I guess I'll fade into Bolivia. When you see me smash someone's skull, you enjoy it. You can't add 2 minutes in my world, bitch. And a bully rode elephants into carnage. I wanna rip out his heart and feed it to him. I wanna kill people, wanna rip out their stomachs and eat their children. I'm on the solo line to keep from killing y'all. I guess I'll fade into Bolivia. When you see me smash someone's skull, you enjoy it. I'm on the solo to keep from killing y'all. I guess I'll fade into Bolivia. When you see me smash someone's skull, enjoy it.
That's a masterpiece.
I like that. Okay.
Grenache.
Oh yeah. That had an elegance.
Okay.
Did he say he was going to beat up Jesus? I had it on mute, and thank goodness, because I just busted out laughing. I'd missed that the first time through. Punch Jesus if he was here or something like that. Holy cow.
Punch that Jesus. Well, Jesus was fucking with him on the plane.
Fucking serious, man. You're ready to... Punch Jesus in the chops, man. Severe.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, shoot. He said punch Jesus and Jesus came back. Oh, man. That's
right.
Funny. Thank you for that one, Ford. That was a masterpiece, man. That thing just oozed possum, man. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It oozed it all over the place. I like it a lot. Oh, I remember what the ain't got no sexual.
Okay. There's more to this?
Well, because the yodel tonight is a guy, right? Wolf
okay.
Carter, we've played him many, many times. But he's singing the yodeling cowgirl.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a little...
I could give him the benefit of the doubt and just say he's, getting it on.
Yeah. Go for a walk.
The old cowgirl. Or the reverse cowgirl, even better.
Yay! You could be a winner! Awesome!
3 minutes.
What is it? Most excellent, man.
Yes.
Well, I wouldn't be a what do you call it? Decent host, credible host. I'd suck if I didn't play this next song for the 3 minutes.
Okay.
I'll never get back. Okay? That's just it.
I'm intrigued.
Well, hang in there, GT, because we, like I say, this isn't it, but we got some Weird Al coming up, man. Never heard it before this week. I didn't.
Oh, okay.
So, it was pretty good. But this ain't this. This ain't it, what I meant to say. This is none other than Bruce Baby Man Baum. You know the one.
Okay.
Bruce Baby Man Baum.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like a salve. No, not a balm, a bomb. Anyway,
balm,
like an
baby.
L. Frank bomb. Anyhow, yes, it was the halcyon days of yesteryear, and this was the song on everyone's lips, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
3 minutes.
Her feet are twice her size. She says it's not her fault. She's got Marty Feldman eyes. She'll turn the sprinklers on you and dry you off with her thighs. She'll confuse the hell out of you. She's got Marty Feldman eyes. And she'll woo you, then she'll moon you.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
McDonald's French fries.
Yeah.
No. Man.
Did he say Shelley Duvall's tits? That's the first time I heard that.
I think that was the stuff. Yeah, I need to go over that one again. Again,
Shelley
I was
Duvall's
on
mute. Tits.
I was on mute and was laughing.
I was laughing already, Haven.
Many times that I heard that song, I never heard that. It was kind of like drowned it out because you didn't want to put tits that clearly on the...
Good times. Alrighty. This is a very sad, serious story, man. But check this
all
out.
Right.
Man, I mean, like, you know, you're going to complain about your old lady. Check out this one. Tennessee woman is facing murder charges. She stabbed her husband to death.
Yeah.
They were having a little row at the kitchen table, and the husband complained about the taste of his coffee. So his wife went into the laundry room to drink bleach. And he grabbed the bleach from her. It stopped her from taking the bleach. She was so mad she stabbed him to death. And then she went for a drive to chill out, you know. And then police were waiting.
Oh, this is bad coffee?
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, and Folgers crystals, they might cost a little extra, folks, but it'd be worth it in the long run. That's all I'm saying.
If your missus trying to kill herself, you know, let her go. Let her be.
You think how much better off that dude would have been if he'd have just, like,
let her drink that
coffee. Yeah. And now you mention it, this coffee ain't so bad, hon. Thanks. All right.
There's got to be something more to that story.
Well, she's a loon.
Apparently, yeah.
So, this happened in Houston, in Texas, of all people, where they're so progressive about sex and stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're so hip down there.
Yeah, they're known for that.
So it's an elementary school, and it was a woman, and she was dressed as the Easter Bunny because she works in a pharmacy, and she was participating in a safe sex presentation at an area clinic. She kept her costume on and went to pick up her kid, her second grader, at school. And she was mobbed with children, obviously, because she's looking at the Easter Bunny. So, in response, she handed out the children eggs filled with candies.
Okay.
With the Easter Bunny. But she ran out, asked her husband to get more. So he went, and I don't know where he went to get the eggs, but he brought back eggs with, condoms in them. So, you can imagine PTA was thrilled. Oh, second grade Johnny comes home with a rubber. Hey, man, I gave a balloon. Everybody else got candy. I got a balloon.
So they saw condoms in these eggs, huh?
Yeah, I don't know why they had. It must have been for the late show, handing out, you know, when the Easter Bunny gets a little blue.
Yeah. They used to sell stockings with eggs. Remember that? Those?
Oh, yeah.
I guess it'll tie in. Get some condoms for the little kids.
Yeah. Hey. You gotta, what do they say, that grooming? You got to groom them early, man. It sucks, man. Once you register Democrat, then you have to be a pedophile. It's like, that's not fair. It's not fucking fair at all. Alright Pennsylvania man, I didn't know this was possible. Pennsylvania man became the 11th Pac-Man player to get a perfect score. There's actually a thing.
Okay.
You complete all 256 levels. You remember the old Pac-Man game, the old arcade game?
Yeah.
It's a little a lot of quarters out of our pockets.
Yeah, I never played.
No? Oh, I played the shit out of that.
I never played any of those games.
That was fun, man. Anyway, 256 levels of this thing, and it took him 4 hours, 12 minutes, and he racked up 3,333,360 points, yeah, which is the highest possible score in the game. I didn't know there was a like, I figured it went on forever.
I didn't know that either.
I didn't know it was a finite universe, Pac-Man.
How much did that cost him?
I know. He probably racked
quarter,
up.
Right?
Well, I don't know. I think he keeps going. It was the same on one quarter.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. So he got that good anyway.
That's true. He pumped a lot of quarters in along the way. That's for sure. Huh. All right, here's everyone's nightmare. Oh, boy. Quilcene Washington, a woman accidentally dropped her cell phone into the hole of an outhouse.
Oh.
Yeah, she was in a national forest.
Bye-bye cell phone.
Well, she must have had a quite a good app on there or something, because she tried to fish her out, say. I guess she tethered herself with a dog leash to something, and she ended up falling headfirst into the toilet is what happened.
Good God.
Pooping in a box, that was gross enough. Being in a box full of poop is a whole different... Man.
Holy shit.
Luckily, she got her cell phone. She was able to call for help. It wasn't... The guy showed up. She was washed down and strongly encouraged to seek medical attention after being exposed to human waste.
Yeah.
But she only wanted to leave. She's probably a little embarrassed, man. Anyway, she thanked the first responder and continued her journey back to California. She's been doing it. Doing this for 40 years, and that was a first from the Brennan Fire Department.
It's a wonder she didn't meet up with one of those perverts that put on a raincoat and they lived down there so they could see asses.
Guy down there with a camera.
Sure is that.
Hey, yeah. I'm working this side of the street, Mac. They said she was extremely fortunate not to be overcome by toxic gases.
Yes.
Or have sustained an injury, so she was... man.
But just making that phone call for help. You know, it's got that shit all over the phone. She's covered in it. It's got to get in her mouth.
Oh, God. Yuck. Yuck foo. And then some.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Fuck that cell phone. That's gone.
Yeah. All righty. What do we got? I should have ended with that. That's a poop story. What was I thinking?
There you go.
I just saw this picture. It was really wild. A crash on I-70 in Missouri. Hope probably saw this. 500 pounds of marijuana all over the highway on 420. That was on 420, though. That's the funny. See?
Okay, 420.
Callaway County. April 20th, yeah. 500 pounds of weed all over I-70. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Been a good day to be on a road trip, kids. I'll tell you that. Highway Patrol believes that all the marijuana was in a pickup truck, which was occupied by two men and a woman from Mexico. The men were arrested and charged with drug trafficking. All three suffered moderate injuries. Oh, I see. Semi-trailer driver tried to avoid a previous crash when a pickup driver lost control. Oh, he lost control of the truck and hit the back of its semi-trailer. There you go.
Okay.
And then
I thought it was legal weed at first. Dispensary or something.
Was them importers. Importers.
Not having a good day.
The other side of the Rio Grande, if you will. We did that. 500 pounds of marijuana. I liked it so much. I bookmarked it twice. Okay, speaking of marijuana, segue. In Florida, a bride and her caterer got arrested. They laced the lasagna at the reception with weed, man.
That's great.
And Seminole County.
The groom wasn't in on it. Just the wife
and
the caterer.
Caterer and the bride, man. And they, uh-huh. they're busted now, nah, man. They're cooling their
good.
Heels. Cause,
they deserve it,
the
man.
People
don't
so
put,
funny.
Don't fuck other
after
people
they,
shit, man.
They ate the bread and the lasagna all tested on the wheat, man. Whoa, dude.
Let people know what they're ingesting, man. Don't do shit like that.
Hey, fuck the linguine. Have some of that lasagna, man. Good shit. Hey, yeah.
It's a wedding you're not going to forget about.
Boom, boom. Quite a honeymoon.
See those pictures.
Here's a good one. Okay, another drug one. One more drug story.
Good.
West Virginia, man, actually. Holy cow, you got to see this guy's head. Jeez, I've seen better heads on a boil. West Virginia man accidentally hands officers meth during a traffic stop. He's reaching for ID, pulls out a baggie, and hands it to the cop. Yeah. Oops.
Oh, I love his shaggy story.
He gave a packet believed to include the registration of the vehicle and a little baggie of Crystal Lake substance. So,
maybe he's trying to bribe the cop with it.
Hey, good. Well, let's laugh at the drug addicts. Hardy har har. they're cracking down on password sharing on Netflix. Everybody, hey, that's a public service announcement. here's a good one. Did we do this one? The Florida TSA agent faked the burglar report?
No.
To cover being late for work? Yeah, that was... What the fuck, man? You got in big trouble, man. She might have been in trouble for being tardy, but then she got, you know, had to file and report. And,
yeah,
she doesn't look very bright, though.
Report. Yeah. That's big time. I learned that on Dragnet.
It's been better to take the tardy, man. Mm-hmm. All in all, good luck to her in her next job. this is cool. One more. A Michigan kindergartner brought tequila to school, and he shared it with the other students at snack time.
Oh, wow.
in Livonia, Michigan. Some of the parents were kind of upset, man.
I would be.
A Jose Cuervo tequila. Mix with 10% alcohol content.
That looks like some kind of fun juice for kids, don't it? What color is tequila? Yeah.
Yeah. Florida classmates, so I'll get a little kicky buzz there.
They fight over the worm?
Yes, there was a brawl. and a couple of the girls took all their clothes off, man. Kindergarten, it's just terrible. Terrible thing. 0 to stupid. Alrighty. I say we do some... okay. Well, this would kind of we had Earth Day Friday.
Yeah.
And so the Today Show had a world record attempt.
Okay.
And they linked up with shows around the world, and they watered plants at the same time. Okay, boy, you're really saving the planet there, kid.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. 799 people in various locations across the United States. She made the world, man. It's fucking Earth Day.
Really? It's a simple-ass idea.
Each person had to water a single plant on their own for at least 10 seconds.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we can come up
with the social media shit. You can have everyone do everything at one
right.
time.
Sure. That's no. They just have reach. They're big-time... operators, they can do that kind of thing. That's no fair. Here's the real
ideas.
Here's the real champions. We got the real champions right here, Bubba.
Okay.
Vietnam. The world's longest glass bridge is nearly complete. I would not want to walk on one of those fuckers. It's on the side of a mountain and shit.
Yeah.
2073.
I think my brother and sister-in-law did that.
That's a big thing over there in Asia, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, they lived
China
over there
them.
For 2 years. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. The record is currently held by a 1,410-foot bridge in China's Hunan province. But Vietnam's going 2,073 feet. Good Lord,
yeah.
Ho Chi Minh and the rest.
No way can I do that.
I know. Not for like 2,000 feet, no.
Uh-huh.
All right. A man assembles a Lego Titanic set in under 11 hours for a Guinness. That's a big Lego.
Is it a scale? Is there a scale? Whole fucking thing?
A 9,090-piece Lego thing. I'd say it's, they don't say how long that thing is, but it looks like about a 6-foot-long replica of the Titanic. Now sink it! That's what
yeah.
I
say. Yeah.
Blow it the fuck up, man. We used to do that. We used to build models, and we would build the firecrackers in the model with the fuse sticking out.
Blow it up. I like it.
Yeah, I did that with a USS Enterprise, man. The Infamia. All right. Oh, here we go. Back to Michigan. A Michigan man's tongue circumference earns a world record.
Ooh, whoa.
Got the thickest tongue.
Thickest tongue,
and,
huh?
The thickest tongue. And ladies, he's single, huh?
There you go.
All right.
Not much of a conversationalist. But hey, gets the job done.
Gets the job done. You said it, pal.
Uh-huh.
All righty. We go from the largest tongue to a yoga class featuring 114 nationalities. That's interesting.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
A group in Qatar. The most nationalities in a yoga session. 114 different nationalities. I didn't know there were that many nationalities.
That's a hell of a class. Yeah.
Yeah. We talk about celebrating diversity over here. Mm-hmm. Tell you what. It's the head of the class. All right. Moving right along. These things, these are amazing. We've had this guy before.
Okay.
This guy is back for more, man. Let's get some shit on him, man. This will shoot all y'all. Where's there? Yeah, my back off boogaloo. Hey, an Iraqi man, he balanced seven M&Ms on top of each other.
That's tough, man. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. How the hell you do that, man?
Yeah. He used glue. They better check for glue.
Just squash them.
Yeah. Any melting
off? We did him before. He previously balanced 18 eggs on the back of his hand. Remember that?
Yes. That's remarkable.
That's that guy. Yeah, he's a balance expert there, guy.
So
he's
getting
on show.
There's trickery in there someplace.
It's magic, man. All right. This is weird. A British abbey seeks 1,897 vampires to break a record. I'm going to celebrate the anniversary of Dracula, I guess the publishing of Dracula. And they want to have the biggest, largest gathering of people dressed as vampires to celebrate Bram Stoker's novel. That'll be on next month. So May 26th. So any of you guys,
you know,
like dressing up like vampires and shit.
There you go.
They're looking for dudes. The record currently stands at 1,039. So
that's a lot of Dracula.
All right, yeah.
Our favorite actor, Nicolas Cage, is going to be playing Dracula soon.
He ought to get in on this, man.
Uh-huh. It
could be a big break for him.
a movie called Renfield. Renfield.
a nurse runs a marathon in scrubs and breaks a world record.
All right.
She ran a marathon in 2 hours, 48 minutes, 2 seconds with scrubs on. So, we didn't really specialize in these records, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, the fastest time wearing a hat or something.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
I know. It's really, really nothing spectacular about the fact she wore scrubs, other than she's a nurse and just doing
it.
You know,
it's good for her. She's a first responder.
That's not bad. Yeah.
But, you know, let's get some decent records over here. Now, here's one. A woman swims nearly 300 feet under ice for a world record.
Oh,
that's dangerous, man.
That's nuts. That's
295
insane.
Feet and 3 inches under ice. A South African woman. Wow. Broke her own record. Crazy
town.
That is
insane. That's nuts. Fuck that record.
They go up to Norway. You know, these frozen lakes.
Oh, boy. I go in the shitter for my phone before I go under ice. Yeah, tell you that.
All right. That one's too stupid. Video game. Guy breaking a video game thing.
Nah.
It's not Pac-Man. I don't care. And I don't know what the fuck that is, so fuck that. Here it is. In France. We go to France, man. Oh, and
okay.
Did you see France? The good guy won. The Putin-loving bitch didn't win in the presidential election in France, man.
Oh, okay. I have no idea about this, but that's cool.
Yeah, the libtard won. Woohoo! All right.
Fuck Putin.
Fuck Putin, man. Yeah, we didn't say fuck Putin. A French nun was named the world's oldest person at 118 years, 73 days old. You know what sucks, though, is, like, how you get that to achieve that record is the death of Japanese woman Kane Tanaka at age 119 and 107 days, see? So,
okay.
Somebody's got to croak for you to get that record, man.
To have a step up.
Yeah.
And she dedicated 117 years to a fantasy. That's a waste of life right there.
118 years.
118 years.
She looks happy.
I'm done. Yeah.
She could use some dental work, but looks happy. All right. okay, this is cool. Green news. An electric FedEx van traveled 260 miles on one charge and broke a world record.
We did one a month or so ago. Yeah.
Longest trip in an electric car. So cool, man. And then that one with the chargers under the road, that just changes the whole ball game. You can use these things on long distances. There's a future for electric cars. All right.
We're advancing.
And finally, an Idaho man balances a chainsaw on his chin for 37 minutes, 56 seconds. An Ohio man recaptured a Guinness title by balancing the aforementioned chainsaw. The chainsaw is not running, by the way.
I was just about to say that. Yep.
Yeah. I think it'd be a much more interesting video if he's balancing, one of those.
Cut himself right in half.
What do we got the
vertically.
Here it is. Move, Larry!
Thank you.
Now, back to our show.
I'll trade you for my old wheelbarrow and a slightly used sombrero, and I'll even throw in a stapler if you insist. Craigslist! I'm on Craigslist, baby, come on! Yeah. Shared a quick glance Saturday at the mall. I never took a chance, never approached you at all. You were a blonde half Asian with a bad case of gas. I was wearing red speedos and a hockey mask. Come on, let's find that love connection.
Snotty barista at the Coffee Bean on San Vicente Boulevard. I know there were 20 people behind me in line, but I was on a cell phone call with my mother. Didn't you see me hold up my index finger? That means I'll order my soy decaf hazelnut latte in just a couple minutes. So what's with the attitude, lady? No tip for you. Got a trash can of styrofoam peanuts. You can have them for free. You can drop by on the weekend and pick them up from me. But the trash can ain't part of the deal. Only giving you the peanuts. Dead real, don't have no hefty bag. So bring your own. My time, and don't complain, cause they won't cost you a dime. Just ask yourself, do you want my styrofoam peanuts? You can have my styrofoam peanuts. Do you want my styrofoam peanuts? You can have them all. They're on Craigslist!
You're my type, baby. A woman.
I sure do miss the cow, Cyril.
That mini-skirted mom sure was sexy.
I saw her sitting in the rain.
Lemon curry.
Absolutely.
Hi, Commodore.
How you doing, lovely Reverend Wendy?
I'm doing well, and Professor Gumby, Sinister Minister.
Hello, Rev.
The Sinister Minister.
I have two reasons why I called in.
All right. All right.
Sing out an Elon Musk. All right, let's go with the later. The ladder.
Elon?
What the
Elon
fuck
Musk?
Is his plan? My son says he's a robot. So it's like, okay, what's his plan? I don't trust him.
It's power.
Sure.
I know, but see, like, he's all into the cryptocurrencies. Like, is he the one that's going to, like, put us into a credit debit situation, or
have you ever seen a James Bond movie?
He's a fucking James Bond villain.
Come on.
Yep.
It's as plain as the nose on your face.
It's it.
Okay, and you know, I've got completely different political views than you guys. And I'm still like, I'm like, okay. And I'm like a little bit like, you know, a little smirk like, yeah, he's going to do this. I'm thinking, no. There's part of me like, this is smoke and mirrors and bull crap.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is. It really, really, really is.
He's definitely not paying enough taxes, I think, is the problem here.
You know what? He's bombing. He doesn't even. I was like, he should be behind, buying houses for everyone. I'm like, he doesn't even have a house. He's like bombing on people's couches and crap.
I heard that. That's weird.
Yeah. So it's like if you were like the richest man in the world, like, hey, Commodore, I'm a fucking billionaire. Do you think I could crash on your couch tonight? Your red couch, I think, is super cool.
Oh, my Naga hide couch? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Isn't it red?
Yeah, it's one of those stinky down couches.
Yeah, fucking, I go on that red couch, and I just...
You sit in that thing, and you sink... You sink to
put him
floor.
In the ghost chair. In the ghost chair.
I got the ghost chair going too, yeah.
And I have the thing out. Those are my two issues tonight.
Elon Musk. Yeah, he's even got a
Elon
name like
Musk.
A Bond villain.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, Elon Musk. What kind of name is that? That's a Bond villain name.
Picture him petting a white cat.
Absolutely.
He's like a real life... you know, Dr. Sheldon Cooper, he's like kind of like a robot, doesn't get it. He thinks people should have 10 kids and all this other stuff.
Yeah,
and
but
like,
he's not like, he didn't invent like the Tesla car or nothing like that.
No, he did not.
No, he's not like some super.
And then
genius.
I see all over Facebook today, oh, the first African-American to ever own a media platform. I'm like, well, technically,
what?
Yes. Well, he's African. He's dual citizenship. He's African.
See, that if that doesn't, like,
but he's
prove
white,
my point,
but
he's a fucking
African.
Bond villain. He's a Bond villain. There is always international.
Well, look it up. They were like, oh, for once, African-American owns a, you know, media platform, not, like, Zuckerberg or any of those other people.
I thought he was trying to pass, to be honest.
No, he's dual citizenship. He's got a couple citizenships. So, yeah, he is literally, technically, the first African-American person own a media platform, which is like,
oh,
come on.
Good for him. I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. It just seems.
I haven't been on Twitter lately. When's my last time I was on Twitter, Gumby?
I have no idea. I haven't been on Twitter.
Is it 2009?
I don't have Twitter.
He told me one time, he goes, I signed in. Last time I signed, it was like 2009. I laughed. That's about right.
Yeah, I had one and I canceled it.
Yeah. I'm still Commodore Decker on there somewhere, but we better do this, man.
Okay, let's do it.
The Only Cowgirl.
Riding down the cattle trail and just a-singing. Way out west where the blue bonnets blew. When the rest of the world is deep in slumber, I love to sing my cowgirl tune. Oh, I can ride him, I can rope him, I can brand him. I can make a lariat whine and whirl. I can throw and tie a slick with any cowboy. I'm just a yodeling cowgirl. Howdy-o-lee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Howdy-o-lee-dee-dee-dee. Howdy-o-lee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Howdy-o-lee-dee-dee-dee. When the last rays of flaming sun are setting, weary cowboys riding in on time. With my guitar I crawl aboard the old chuck wagon, and I hand him the same old line. Oh, I can ride him, I can rope him, I can brand him. I can make a lariat whine and whirl. I can throw and tie a slick with any cowboy. I'm just a yodeling cowgirl. Howdy-o-lee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Howdy-o-lee-dee-dee-dee. Howdy-o-lee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Howdy-o-lee-dee-dee-dee. Time to start a-packing for the roundup, and you're cutting out your tin for the ride. Cut that black, there's a rowing mighty handsome. I'm gonna crawl right aboard his hide. Oh, I can ride him, I can rope him, I can brand him. I can make a lariat whine and whirl. I can throw and tie a slick with any cowboy. I'm just a yodeling cowgirl. Growing weary from a long day in the saddle, feeling like pulling saddle mighty soon. After chuck all a-resting around the campfire, I sing my yodeling cowgirl tune. Oh, I can ride him, I can rope him, I can brand him. I can make a lariat whine and whirl. Hey, hey, I can throw and tie a slick with any cowboy. I'm just a yodeling cowgirl.
Most excellent.
Ricola. Ricola.
Yes.
We're burning daylight, kids. Bump, bump, bump.
Tequila!
Thanks for coming, everybody.
Thank you, Possums.
Good show. Good turnout.
It's great to see kids are drinking tequila.
I used to get chocolate milk. I didn't know they had tequila.
From one of those juicy cups.
A juice box with tequila in it. That'd be nice. All righty. Well, thanks for calling in, Reverend Wendy.
Reverend Wendy.
Yep, and I do want to say feel better cake. Yeah.
Feel better. Still not feeling goo.
Possums nice. Love cake.
You know what? COVID sucks.
Right.
Tequila.
You got that right. Da-dan-dan. Well, we got to roll. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
All righty. Goodnight, everybody. Energize. There it is.
And now, folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.
Most excellent.
Yes.
Tommy. thanks for stopping by again, Wendy. We'd love
yes,
to hear your voice.
Yes, sweet Reverend Wendy.
You know, it's nice. It's nice to like have a girl on for a change.
You get that right.
Yeah, for the sausage fest.
Exactly. of course, that's made us very popular in Germany.
Yeah.
I'm sure it did.
They love sausage over there.
Something's working over there.
Indeed. All right, man. Good times. Good times.
The schnitzels.
The schnitzengruben. 14 is my limit. Well, I reckon we'll be back Friday. And then Monday. And then we're going to miss a Friday. So I actually have
good.
A life. Yeah, because, you know. Not to brag, but yeah, every once in a while, every once in a blue moon, I got to be somewhere
good.
Else, man. You know, gotta.
Let me guess.
It'll be
you gotta be like in some faraway place like Paris, Ohio, or Miami, Ohio, or something
no,
really
cool.
fucking badass.
No, it's I'm getting to do the finally after all these years, I'm doing the prom. For the high school where my kids went.
Oh, that's so
oh,
cool.
That's nice.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. That'll be fun.
Yeah, it should
great,
be.
Great.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's about damn time. All right,
yeah.
Well, take care, everybody.
You
and,
too.
Drive
all right.
safely.
Happy, I guess, technically almost Tuesday.
Yeah, it's getting there.
Almost.
It'll get there.
Almost.
Give it time.
Yeah.
Give it a couple, time, a couple of minutes there.
All
right.
All right.
We got
all right,
a closing
we
gotta
be
theme.
Fucking technical. What the fuck?
Oh.
Hi, Gumby.
Bye now.
All right, man.
Well, thanks for having me.
Aww.
Good night.
We love you,
our
Rick.
Pleasure.
We
Filmways presentation.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.